The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Time for our Arizona State Park Pass giveaway. It's a text contest. You text 411-923 true or false. Artifacts found on the Rim Country indicate civilization that predates the extinction of the woolly mammoth. True or false? Text that to 411-923, and at the end of this programming segment, we'll pick a random right winner and send you two passes to Arizona State Parks, good for any of the 35 Arizona State Parks, including Tonto Natural Bridge near Payson, although it's closed due to the fire, which I'm glad to see that's pretty much done. 194 square miles gone.
Wow. It's the fourth largest fire, I think I said.
Was it up to fourth? Fifth was last I saw.
And
from a campfire.
Romy, your questions are always so hard, especially for 7 o'clock, man, on Saturday.
But there's still a lot of other great things to do around the Payson area as it relates to state parks. They tweeted out a link this week that was great things to do in Arizona. It talks about all the different things along the Verde River you can do. So, 411-923, true or false? There are indications, artifacts that put civilization in the Rim Country predating the extinction of the woolly mammoth.
Put your thinking caps on.
All right. And again, welcome back. We're here with Rosie on the House with Mr. Dave Muncy. Mr. Dave, of course, you're known as the iconic weather anchor for Fox here in the Valley, but you're also known for your water safety program and campaign that it almost goes back to your start.
Yeah, 38 years. We did it. We did it for 38 years. The campaign was started, when we lost a young man up in Minnesota. His name was Timothy Wimmer, and he was with his family at the lake in the summer, but it was a cool day, and people weren't dressed to swim. Nobody thought that anybody was going to swim or that anybody was going to go in the water. And Timmy was on the dock, playing on the dock. And they found him in the water later. So it was just one of those things where, a classic case of a lot of kids and not enough supervision, not enough adults around. Somebody missed him from, watching where he was. Yeah. You know, the thing is 69% of children that drown in swimming pools were not expected to be at the pool that day. And that was kind of the case with Timmy. They just didn't expect anybody was going to really be down by the water. And so now at that home, it's life jackets for all kids at all times, no matter what. And that's what we really tell people that they should do. You should always have a life jacket on a swimming child or a non-swimming child if you're going to be around water, whether it's the pool, a lake, a river, a stream, whatever. So, but that's what got us involved in it 38 years ago. And I still do it, still speak on water safety, and we'll come to any group, do anything with any group. So,
and the right Life Vest is important. There was a example where my daughter was 2. Yes. We had a life vest on her, and she was only in about 4 inches of water. This pool had a very large first step, so it was almost like a play pool for the kids. Went over face first, and because of the way the life vest was, could not pick herself up.
Yep, my fault. U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket. There are several varieties. You can find all kinds of varieties. You're not locked into one type of a life vest that they have. There are many, many, many devices. We could talk for an hour on devices that they have to protect your children. I always say I know 2 things about water safety. Number one, if you lose a child, you don't get them back. Number two, if you watch them, you won't lose them.
And that watching thing is so important, and not multitasking, and you just have to be on deck with the kids.
Yep.
How many summers did we spend with the kids in the pool, and you'd be tempted to get up and do something else or answer a phone. And we didn't used to have the cell phones, but now mom's face is in the in the phone, and you just have to commit yourself to, this is what I'm doing for this time when they're in the water.
It's always something unnecessary.
Yeah.
It's always something unnecessary. I've had so many mothers say to me, I had a mother tell me once, she said, Dave, I have prayed for 10 seconds back in my life.
I pray for it. Man.
And then she said, you know, one day I realized I had that 10 seconds and I blew it.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's these just couple of seconds where you turn away, you make what we call a fatal mistake. And
I think it could be any of us too. I think that's what we need. I mean,
therefore, the grace of God go I. Yeah. Absolutely. No, it happens to, I had a gentleman that lost a child. It was a yard drowning. It was a child playing in the yard that got its face down in a sprinkler. And the mom and dad were right there on a blanket having a little picnic. And this person was extremely wealthy, not very wealthy, extremely wealthy. And he went around the world trying to find a cure, trying somebody that could bring his child back, because this child was brain damaged. He didn't die. And he told me, he said, no amount of praying and no amount of money brings him back.
More with Dave Muncy here at Rosie on the House. And the answer is true. Archaeological artifacts do indicate civilization on the rim country that predate the extinction of the woolly mammoth. We'll pick a random right winner and send you two tickets to Arizona State Parks.